Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. Speaking of insiders, how would you like to know what goes on behind the scenes at dog shows? Well, our next guest has that information and so much more. She's written a great book detailing all of that. It's called Dog Show Confidential. I want to welcome to the show the author of that book, Connie Newcomb. Connie, welcome.
Thank you.
So I think we all get that question of how did you get started? What took you from being a pet owner to being a show dog handler?
Well, it was something I always thought about doing, but never thought that I would be able to do. It just seemed very difficult and mysterious. But I had a friend who was starting to get back into the show world, and she had a dog for me to show. And she said, you know, give me a hand, and I'm going to give you this cute little chihuahua to take into the show ring, and I'm going to show you how to do it, and it's easy. Well, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. The little dog was pretty much the worst show dog that anybody could take into a show ring. She was very naughty and very uncooperative, but very cute. But that's how I got started. I started with my little dog, and I've come a long way since then.
Interesting. Well, don't those little dogs have to have a little bit of attitude, though?
Oh, she has attitude. Yeah. Well, they're supposed to have attitude. The little ones, especially, they're very sassy. But she had more than that. She had her own agenda. She did whatever she wanted to do, not what I wanted her to do.
I hear you on that.
Pretty naughty.
So a lot of people ask us the question too of what's the difference between a pet dog and a show dog, and there are some big differences.
Well, I have pet dogs and I have show dogs. First of all, to be a show dog, the dog must have a registered pedigree, which means they can trace back their purebred lines for 3 generations. And this is established by the American Kennel Club. And also, to be a show dog, the dog has to fit the conformation of the breed. They must be the best example of their breed. But that doesn't mean that a show dog is not a pet dog. All my dogs are pets. They're treated all the same way, and I love them equally. But the show dog has to really shine and be confident and really love to be in the show ring.
I think another interesting question when we attend shows or when we have guests on the show who have been to, especially Westminster, is they all want to ask that because it's just so ingrained in our minds there. Is it anything like the movie Best in Show?
Well, yes, I think it is. I have met some fascinating people in my journey, and I can pretty much pick out every character from the movie. And they'll tell you. I mean, they'll tell you. I have a friend who calls herself the Busy Bee Lady from Best in Show because that's exactly how she acts. I have just met such fascinating people, but they're wonderful people. I mean, they're the best people ever. They're just a really one big family, and for the most part, we all get along. I mean, you know, not all the time, but most of the time, everybody gets along. But it is very competitive. But yes, I can say it is like Best in Show.
For those who haven't had that experience, and really most of us haven't, what is Westminster like?
Well, Westminster is kind of like our Graceland. You know, the show people, every year we go to Westminster, and it's a thrill. I mean, it's really thrilling to be there with the best dogs in the world and the best handlers and just to be out there and be among them, and mostly to be among the most beautiful dogs. I mean, the dogs are just so stunning. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's really a long party. I mean, Westminster starts the weekend before. There's all kinds of specialty shows and events. And there's even a pet fashion show, which is, well, it's just a whole nother book. I mean, it really is.
speaking of books,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, my book was there for the fashion show this year, so I'm very familiar with that event. Hey, I want to ask you, too, and we only have a little bit of time left, but do you think the judging's fair? There's always a lot of controversy after the winners are announced, but you've been there. You've experienced it. What's your opinion?
Well, I will say that there are some judges that are fair, and there are some judges that are not fair. I mean, there are judges who will pick their favorites or might pick a handler that they like. And a lot of them just, they will pick somebody that they've known or, it isn't always fair. I mean, it isn't always fair. Although I have to say there are some fair judges. And a lot of us just kind of try to go to the judges, try to enter shows of the judges that we do feel are fair, especially
sure.
for me, because I am not a professional handler. I'm an owner handler. I'm, the person that has to compete with the professionals. So, it's not always fair.
Well, I got that. Well, hey, I want to sneak another one in. And that is, when it comes to training a dog, in particular a show dog, what does it take to be a show dog?
Well, you can take, say, two dogs that look exactly the same, perfect in every way, and one of them will be a good show dog and one of them would not be a good show dog. And mostly that dog has to want to love to be a show dog. I mean, that dog has to go in that ring and march in there like he owns the world with complete confidence. And that's what makes a show dog. But that dog needs to connect with the judge. That dog needs to look the judge in the eye and say, I'm the best dog here. And that's really the difference. They have to have a lot of confidence, and they have to enjoy it. You can't make a dog go in there and enjoy it if they don't like it. I mean, I have to say, my dogs, they love to go. They love it. They can't wait to go.
I think that sounds so fun. And really, a lot of great kudos to you. And the book is really fascinating. Folks, if you want to check out more information on the book, you can go to dogshowconfidential.com. Again, that's dogshowconfidential.com. The name of the book is Dog Show Confidential, Sneaking in the Back Door of Westminster. Great, fun read. I really appreciated it, Connie. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.